Well, welcome to KKLA Spotlight. My name is David James, and if you've ever thought, you know what, I'd love to go to the mission field, but boy, I don't know how to do that, go overseas to be a missionary. You don't have to be overseas to be a missionary. Right now, in the next 12 minutes, we're going to be talking about how you can be a missionary right here in our own community by becoming a foster or adoptive parent through the Children's Bureau, allforkids.org, allforkids.org, the Children's Bureau. And I have here Cynthia Elliott. She's the Adoption Matching Coordinator with Children's Bureau. And thank you for joining us here, Cynthia. And that is true, right? We don't have to be a missionary overseas. We be missionary right here, because there's dozens of kids that come from sad places that are in need of a loving home.
Yes. We have children in Los Angeles County right here, thousands of children that need assistance. I have a list that currently has over 450 children that are in need of permanence. And daily we get many calls, 20, 30, over that sometimes, for homes.
So you have a list right now of 450 in urgent need of adoption, but let alone in LA County. 21,000 kids a year. That we were doing the math, that comes out to 58 children every single day of the year in need of a loving home.
Los Angeles County alone has more children than many states. It is the largest county in the nation for children in foster care and children that need permanence or adopting.
Wow. And that's, as we said, 58 kids a day, every single day of the year. Cynthia, again, I just want to have everyone prayerfully consider that's listening, adoption or being a foster parent. I know for me personally, it's very near and dear to my heart, because not only is my brother adopted, when I was 4 years old, I remember Daryl coming into my family, and here we are. He's my brother. I mean, I'm so happy and just honored that he's my brother. He is my brother. That's it. He's my brother. But I remember the joy of having him come home. He was just 2 months old, and I was 4 years old. And so it's very special to me, and I just encourage our KKLA family to look at being a foster parent or becoming an adoptive parent. And Children's Bureau has been doing this a very long time, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Children's Bureau is actually a nonprofit child abuse prevention and treatment organization. And they've been protecting children since 1904. So
over 100 years.
Yeah, over 100 years. And they actually helped establish the United Way Agency and the USC School of Social Work.
Cynthia, what's the difference between being a foster parent and being an adoptive parent?
Well, a foster parent provides a stable and nurturing family until the child can either return to its birth family or be matched with an adoptive family. So that's typically a shorter period of time than a foster to adopt family. A foster to adopt family would begin with fostering, then if the child is not able to be returned to its birth family, then the family will adopt the child.
Yes. Who qualifies, Cynthia?
Well, you have to be an adult, so over age 21, with a flexible schedule that can accommodate a child. You must be self-supporting. You don't have to have a paying job, but whatever means that you can support yourself. We ask that families have the ability and the resources to do five things: protect and nurture children, meet the developmental needs and address any delays they may have, to support relationships with their birth families, and connect the child to a safe, nurturing relationship that's intended to last a lifetime. And then, of course, work as a member of our professional team. So you got to be a team player.
Yes. It's a missions field. I mean, you have children who are coming from just less than desirable families that are actually going to come into your family, and they're going to learn about Jesus and learn about God and what love really means. That is a missions field. And you can get all the details again at all4kids.org. It's all4kids.org. Training, compensation, support resources. They're all there, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We provide a training program. It's about 20 hours. You come in on three Saturdays, and there's no charge for that. And we also ask that you become CPR and first aid certified. And we have a stipend that is provided for you. It's not considered income because it's non-taxable, but there's a nice, generous stipend that comes with each child, and you also get free medical coverage for the child.
All right, so let's just stop there for a second. A stipend provided through the state of California for a child to come into our home, learning about God, learning about Jesus, finding out what love is truly all about. A stipend from the state of California inviting that child to come into our home. On top of that, medical coverage
yes,
as well.
Yes, medical, dental, vision, counseling. There's no co-pays, no deductibles, and no premiums.
And again, a stipend from the state of California inviting this child to come into our home to learn about God. That is extraordinary. Children's Bureau, how do the children come to Children's Bureau? And so many children, you have that list of 450 in immediate need of adoption.
Yes, well, the children come to Children's Bureau by way of the county or the Department of Children and Family Services. They respond to calls from concerned citizens. Those citizens can be teachers, doctors, neighbors, even relatives. And the social worker will make an assessment. And according to the law, sometimes the children have to be separated from their birth family. And when that happens, that's when they call us.
And the age ranges, too, anywhere from, well, I mean, right from newborn babies.
Yes.
Like my brother Daryl was when he was only 2 months old, he came into my family. Up wow. to what age?
Well, actually, 18 years old.
Okay.
But they start from newborn, and I'm at the hospitals constantly picking up children 2 days old. That's when most of them come in, at 2 days old.
Yeah. And again, we were mentioning high-risk families that they're coming from, whether it be drug or alcohol addiction, domestic violence, child endangerment, all of those things. And we're having those babies up to 18 years old come into our home to see modeled what loving Jesus and what a loving family is all about. And again, Cynthia, that's why I mentioned this is a missions field, especially with this being National Adoption Month. And KKLA family, be praying about this. If you're unable to have children or you have children already and you're thinking, wow, I could make a difference with the state of California providing a stipend for a child to come into my home with medical coverage and they learn about God and what a loving family is all about, allforkids.org. It's all the number 4kids.org. allforkids.org. It's David James along with Cynthia Elliott, the adoption matching coordinator. And Cynthia, the next question I have for you really is, you see this list of 450 kids that are in immediate need of adoption right now. How many of those information meetings happen? I mean, if someone's immediately interested in this, where do those information meetings take place?
They're held in Palmdale, North Hollywood, Los Angeles, and Carson. So come on and stop by and hear what it's all about and fill out an application. We'll take it from there. I think it's important to remember that daily we have to turn children away. We have to say no because we don't have the families, and your audience can change that. We do complete over 100 adoptions per year, so let's challenge that number and make it more exciting and permanent for children.
And again, you can find out all about those at allforkids.org. Cynthia, you're so intimately involved with this, being the adoption matching coordinator. Just share your heart a little bit, you know? Just talk about maybe a family that did receive one of the children and the difference that it made. I know that you've got thousands and thousands, but is there one in particular that comes to your mind where you say, you know what, this is the story of so-and-so that I'd like to share on the program here?
Oh, you're right, Dave. There's just so many families, but just off the cuff, I've had to find adoptive parents recently for a child that was born to a 12-year-old.
Wow.
And obviously there was abuse in the birth mom's home. So it's unfortunate that it's generational. But many times the mothers giving birth were foster children themselves. And those are the ones that touch my heart the most. Because it would be great to have a family to take the mother
yes.
and the baby together, because there's no way we can prepare the birth mom to be appropriate in the next year or two that the court gives for a birth parent to adhere to a court plan. So that case really resonated with my heart.
Well, to know that we could make such a profound impact, I mean, a 12-year-old giving birth and that baby being, continuing the cycle of that family history, we're actually helping break that cycle and the community becoming stronger, aren't we?
Yes, we are, because we've changed the trajectory of that child. Because sometimes we'll look into a case and we'll see that even the grandparents are not suitable to take the grandchild because they may be incarcerated or have a long history with GCFS.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And again, that goes back to it being a missions field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we're doing. We're breaking a cycle and we're providing, in Jesus' name, a loving home. And again, that stipend being offered through the state, how profound is that?
Yes, many people are aware that you will get income for a foster child, but many folks do not know that if you adopt, there's a program through the federal government and the state of California that will continue to pay until that child is 18 years old. And then you can send them off to college on funds that are earmarked for foster children.
It's a beautiful thing. Cynthia Elliott, the Adoption Matching Coordinator with Children's Bureau, pray about this KKLA family and be asking God, how would you have me be a missionary right here in my own community in LA County, knowing and alone that there's 21,000 kids a year waiting to be adopted. And through the Children's Bureau, you can make that happen. AllForKids.org, all4kids.org, allforkids.org. Cynthia Elliott, the Adoption Matching Coordinator, thank you for joining us here on KKLA, a Sponsor Spotlight and Presents. And we're going to pray for those children that they receive into homes that are nurturing, loving, and they learn about Jesus and what true love is all about.
Well, thank you so much for having us and giving Children's Bureau the opportunity to share the need.
AllForKids.org, all4kids.org. Pray how God might use you to show the love of Christ to a little boy, a little girl who has never seen that. It's David James. Thank you for joining us.